began our negotiations with the Libyans in 2000. It took 2 years to negotiate a settlement agreement with Libya. There's an enormous amount of pressure on us for those 2 years, not only to obtain justice for our clients, the families of the 270 Pan Am 103 victims, but it was important to show the world that diplomacy worked. In fact, I met with Colonel Gaddafi's son in London the day before the U.S. Started the aerial attack on Baghdad. Now, from a foreign policy point of view, the Libya case has been central to this administration trying to show to Iran and North Korea that a carrot can work as well as a stick, that diplomacy will advance the economic, political, and social interests of any of the seven countries that were designated as state sponsors of terrorism.
And it's clear to everybody concerned in this country that we only have so many sticks, that there's only so much money that we can spend, only so many lives that we can sacrifice without this becoming much more of a problem than the solution we were attempting.
Well, that's right. You know, there's a raging debate on our policy in Iraq and how successful that's been. But there is no debate that it has been a good thing for the international community to see Libya turn over its weapons of mass destruction, renounce terrorism, accept responsibility for Lockerbie, and compensate the Pan Am 103 victims.